Hello, I'm Greg Livingston, and I'm here with Lucas Govatos to talk about his game Epitasis.
Hey, how's it going?
Just for those of us who haven't seen Epitasis before, what's it about?
Epitasis is a sci-fi puzzle adventure game. Basically, the story goes after discovering a portal beneath the ground in Central America and going through, you're transported to alien worlds and you become stuck. You quickly find the remnants of an ancient alien civilization left behind, and you must explore and navigate the ruins and learn about ancient machinery in an attempt to get back home to Earth.
All right. And your Kickstarter makes an emphasis that it's both beautiful and challenging. I think the quote is, "As an artist, I want the game to be as beautiful as possible, colorful and vivid as I see it as in my mind. As a computer scientist, I want the game to be logical and puzzling, forged together with knowledge you must learn only by experiencing it yourself." So, would you say one half of the game comes before another in Epitasis, or did you try to keep the beauty and the logic at equal levels?
I've always attempted to keep both at an equal level, like both complementing each other. A big factor in my world design and world building is I've always wanted everything to be connected, from lore to actual gameplay and even to visuals, making one experience for someone to enjoy and get lost in, and ideally all the factors of that experience work together to push forward whatever emotion or feeling you're aiming to project towards the player.
Someone who appreciates the beauty should also be able to appreciate the puzzles, and you don't want something that would be jarring.
I mean, everything should work together. I mean, like, you want the puzzles to be intuitive. Obviously, you want them to be challenging still, and there's obviously a fine line between each kind of difficulty to them. But ultimately, you do want the person to enjoy what they're playing. You don't want to make it too hard or not look as good. And you want everything to be just connected and in equilibrium.
Okay. I was actually curious, playing the demo, the environment seemed pretty large, and then there was like a little house where there were lasers set up and stuff. And so the quote unquote puzzle space was just one piece of the environment. And I was wondering if that was evocative of Epitasis in general, if that's how the environments are constructed, that you have these like wide open environments.
Yeah, so the game is definitely it's non-linear, and basically the game is structured in that sense where you are basically put into these large open environments, and you can go explore like little puzzle sections that are kind of spread out, and while they are like kind of interconnected in their own sense, all the puzzles are connected to each other. You're always aiming for one like overarching goal in each area, and each puzzle is kind of self-confined.
Okay. When you have self-confined puzzles like that, how do you balance the difficulty? Is there a curve or where a player may learn something somewhere and take it to another puzzle, or are they all kind of their own thing?
Balancing the difficulty of puzzles is actually extremely difficult. As someone who designs them, you have little insight into how the player may attempt to navigate the area, especially when it's non-linear, like I said. Certain areas do teach the player how to use certain mechanics, and each area has slightly different puzzle elements and mechanics to work with. Everything does stem from a basic, like, usable interface so you can interact with objects, and the player is taught that at the beginning of the game. So you're trying to make everything as intuitive as possible. But there's still a learning curve. It's only through lots of playtesting that you start to understand how players perceive certain areas and interact with objects and mechanics.
Yeah, the way that someone might walk into a building or something and what they'll notice.
First thing they'll notice is usually some kind of machine or like a laser started or a puzzle element. And usually it's pretty obvious like where to start or at least try to make it. Sometimes it's not as obvious. You'll have to do some exploring and navigating and kind of understand what elements are provided before you, and you'll have to use your senses and your experience to start putting the pieces together.
I actually got the sense playing the demo that a lot of the puzzles were about operating complex machines. And there's this one GIF that stuck out to me on your page where there's a couple dials and then a waveform printed on a screen. Is that the way you think of the puzzles in Epitasis?
You know, the central theme of the puzzles is to discover how the machines interact with the environment and, you know, other machines as well. Most machines are not just standalone. They're usually connected to something else. For example, the waveform puzzle that you saw in the trailer or GIF, that one's connected to like a large hologram that you can kind of control and manipulate to discover where certain things are in the game world.
Oh.
But the central theme of puzzles is usually to, you know, interact with the machines and figure out how they work. And there's also technological artifacts that you can collect and they'll help you power up machines. And usually what you're trying to do is get to a new area or help open like a door. For example, in the puzzle, that's one of the main objectives is to open up a door. But there's other things that you can do. But yeah, a lot of the game is about using the puzzles to explore new areas and reach new heights, so to speak.
Your website referenced Myst, and that definitely harkens back to Myst, the idea of going into this empty environment and it's full of dead machines and you're trying to piece together how they work without having the manual.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, the game definitely it is inspired by Myst, and it's also inspired by games such as the Talos Principle, which are a bit more modern and they use similar puzzle elements. I mean, so does Portal, of course, and other games similar to that.
Yeah, stuff like picking up boxes and putting them on switches feels familiar.
Manipulating lasers and all that good stuff. But then there's also that like extra sense where there's these machines that you really don't know exactly what they'll do until you start messing with them and interacting with them.
I think I also saw that you would eventually get like a drone companion. Is that right?
Yeah, I didn't really show it in the trailer, but there is a drone companion that you can get and acquire. Basically, he can search the area around you, and he'll kind of like patrol as well. But if he finds something, he'll interact and let you know. He can also, you know, help you navigate areas. You can actually jump on top of them and ride around. But there's also other enemy drones that aren't so friendly, so he can help deal with those guys as well.
That's kind of interesting because that gives you like an indirect way of interacting with the environment.
Yeah, of course.
So, this might be kind of a silly question, but as someone who doesn't really get visual beauty, what would you say makes the environments in Epitasis beautiful?
You know, I think Epitasis' beauty just comes from being genuine and colorful and, you know, a bit of magic, perhaps. You know, I could go on about how I've added in, you know, volumetric lighting and particle effects and other systems that are in the game that help with the artistic vision, but the overarching beauty definitely comes from everything just working together very nicely. You know, I started as an artist and turned into a programmer, so art has definitely always been a big focus for me on this project, especially. Part of it was luck in finding a, like, you know, very minimalistic style that really worked for me personally in my workflow, but also people considered beautiful. You know, there's lots of lighting and lots of stuff that is going on to really just bring everything in together and hone it into what it is.
Did you have any architectural or structural goals when you were building the environments?
You know, architecturally, I've always wanted to create like large ruins and that are just mixed into the wilderness. If you've ever played any of the Halo games, for example, they've always been a huge inspiration to the game in this regard. I modded Halo Custom Edition for almost 10 years, making maps and doing art in like that style. So it's definitely had some inspiration from there in this like angular architectural style. And it just came very naturally to me in that regard. I do suppose my goal overall when building the environments was to create something that was pleasing to look at and also picking a bit at that logical side of the player's brain and wondering why or how these ruins and what they do and where they lead and what they were used for, etc.
Okay. I also noticed that I actually had to look this up, but epitasis is like it's a term referring to dramatic structure. And if I understand correctly, it refers to the third act in a five-act structure, which is the part building up towards the climax, but not actually the climax?
Yeah, so it's the main action of an ancient Greek play. A majority of the game takes place on these, you know, far-off worlds that you're both attempting to learn about, but also escape. You know, all these events taking place on these worlds are most certainly leading up to a climax of some sort. You know, are you going to get home? What technological relics will you find? And so forth. So not only all this, but you've also been trying to keep that ancient feeling in the game with the themes and everything. So using that word definitely evokes this like ancient Greek feeling, you know, because, you know, nothing screams more to that sense than ancient Greece and all the ruins and artifacts that left behind by a much older civilization that they were. And you can also take inspiration from them as well in terms that ancient Greece eventually, you know, fell to the Romans. And similarly, the race that we learn about in Epitasis also fell, which you're experiencing their ruins left behind.
Okay. And last but not least, when it comes to the theory of video games, what would you say is the most important? The game itself, the developer, or the player?
Definitely the game itself, I think. The speaking to the player, and the player is listening to the game. And just like any work of art, it's a medium to express not only actual gameplay, but also feelings and emotions and other things on the human level that transcend that traditional art. Video games are they're becoming a very important part of everybody's lives to some extent. And of course, in that regard, you know, they can also be art. Players experience the game and what it has to offer.
Now, your website mentions that for Kickstarter backers, there will be the Artscape demo will be available in early August.
Also taking it to the Smithsonian American Art Museum. And the day after, which is August 7th, we'll be releasing the demo to all of our backers. And then a couple days later, we'll be releasing it free to everybody to get it in. So early backers get a head start and get to check it out first.
Cool. Is there anything you wanted to mention before we split?
No, I think I'm good.
All right. Well, thanks for joining me.